The first time that my mom got me a guitar, it was like I was trying to copy things off Blues Power and Live and Well. Those were like my, you know, along with all my Bloomfield thing. So Albert was always like really, man, like, you know, he was up there like BB and Bloomfield as far as like in my eyes. Those were like, you know, Freddie King as well, you know, but just major, right? Anything Albert King does is going to be just, you know, you just can't mistake. It was just heavy stuff, you know. So I always loved them. Then, you know, eventually we open up for him at JJ's in San Jose, and, you know, they're like, oh, you got to let this kid sit in, you know, and he's like, you know, he doesn't want it to happen. He's like, you know, and they're like, you know, they're like forcing the issue, kind of like, he's really good and he likes you, and, you know, so then when I'm playing my set, he comes out of the bus, right, and he comes and sits like right where, like, where you're sitting, and he's like, and I'm doing my mood, you know, and we're breaking it down really low, you know, and he's going like, yeah, yeah, you know, like, he's kind of digging it, right? So then the next set, okay, yeah, you can sit in, right? So then he lets me sit in, and I have a tape of it. It's like, he takes the first solo, and he just, like, goes, like, on 12. It's like, I mean, all night long, he's kind of been, you know, not really, like, his normal just blowing, killing. He's kind of, like, having a little bit of an off night. Now, because we played a set, we're playing good, you know. So he went in the bus, I guess, and was like kind of like playing, you know, a little bit like. So then when he came out there, he takes the first solo. He just goes like totally after me, right? He's like, meow! He's dropping bombs. He's doing everything, right? And I'm like, as a kid, I'm just like, yeah, oh, you know, yes, I love those. You know what I mean? He's like, boom, you know, he's just like crushing me. And so then after that, I come in on 12 too, skew, and like he. His head whips around like, whoa, what the hell? You know, and I was like, you know, I mean, I've been listening to him all my life. So, like, you know, and then plus I've been listening to him for his whole set, too. So I'm, like, all charged up Albert Tonic, you know what I mean? I'm like, yee-haw! You know? And so and he just, like, looks at me. He's like, huh? You know what I mean? And I, like, go off, too. And he goes, yeah. He goes, well. He goes, yeah, that, well, right now we're going to take it to another level. No, now he's coming again, like, even more. He's, like, just, I mean, he's, like, now. And I'm, like, all right, cool. So then I turn up my thing even louder. And I start playing back, and I'm squeezed, oh, you know what I mean? He's, like, so then after that, he's, like, huh. And he says this thing, you know, now that reminds me of a young man that I met in Austin, Texas, Stevie Ray Vaughan. Everybody goes crazy, because that was right when Stevie Ray Vaughan was, like, really happening, right? He goes, but Stevie Ray Vaughan didn't have the soul and the get up and go that this young man does. Ah, everybody goes nuts. I got this on tape, right? It's like big moment, right? My folks were there and everything, and like, so it's like, whoa, if he says that, that's heavy, you know? So it's like, whew. So then he goes, all right, and then we play again, and he really tries to crush me. He's doing everything. He's dropping bombs. He's like, he's playing his butt off, right? And then I'm like, oh, awesome. And I come back playing all this stuff, right? And he's like, he's a fine young man, isn't he? You know, and it was like, after that, it was like, we were like pals, kind of. And so then, we went to Memphis to play at the Handys, and then we played at this club, Club Royale, down on Beale, like down, really kind of on the side of town where it's a little more dangerous, a side of Beale Street. Like, one side is like kind of touristy. As you get down, like, on this one end of the block, it's kind of like a little more of the real Memphis thing. Not so much you're in the tourist scene now. You know, it's a little darker. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, it's just a kind of a place where, yeah, you know. And so that we're playing at Club Royale, and it was like this band was playing. It was like a Whitney Houston kind of cover showcase band before us. And like everybody in there is going nuts, right? And I'm like, oh, man, you know what I mean? Because we're going to go in there with like all these, you know, the California guys, you know what I mean, coming in to play blues, going to be like, oh, yeah, but, you know. So we go in there and we play, and we're doing well. It was like, and this was a day when the whole band went to this place, Greg's, that was in Memphis. It was like this clothing store. Hey, man, if you want it, you can get it at Greg's. If we ain't got it at Greg's, you can't get it. You know what I mean? That was the thing. Oh, man, this is Greg's. What do you want? So the whole band, I was like, always had suits, but the band never had suits. They all went shopping, and they brought all this stuff at Greg's, right? So when I pull up at the Club Royale, the whole band is like out in front. They look like they're posing. They're like, you know what I mean? It's like, I'll never forget this. This is the first time Albert came to one of the gigs. And so we're playing in there, and it's really dark in this club. And, like, he's, like, wearing all black with his hat and you can just see gold teeth, like, and kind of like his glasses, right? And I'm like, that's Albert over there, right? So he came, and it was like anytime we'd play in Memphis, he would come to the gigs, you know what I mean? And I have a tape of him talking to somebody from Guitar Player, like they were getting a quote from him, and he's like, oh yeah, you know, if he comes to Memphis, I won't miss him, you know, it's like a whole tape. I wouldn't give, like, $1 million I wouldn't take for this tape, right? He goes, you tell Chris, I said, be good. But, you know what I mean? So he would always come to my gigs, you know. He came to this one at the River, and we were playing, and, like, I'm playing my guitar, and all of a sudden the crowd's going wild. They're, like, totally just, like, and I'm, like, thinking, man, what did I just play? Because people are going nuts, right? But what it was is Albert's, like, behind me. Like, he's sitting down on my amp with his pipe. He's like, shh. And he's, like, sitting there smoking his pipe. Like, so I turn around. I was like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? I put my guitar down. I give him a big hug, you know, and he sits there.